Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. First, let's give our listeners a quick bio on you. Tell them about you real quick.
Well, I just recently retired out of the Army. I was a Green Beret, and I worked in Special Forces for over 32 years, and then I finally retired. And I continued to want to help people out in need, and my focus was on veteran service members and families in need. So I started this website, Save My Vet, and I pulled up my other friend, good friend Izzy, who's also a veteran, and we combined our forces together and started Save My Vet to try and help all veterans and service members in need.
I'm looking at the website, and my understanding is you respond to the needs of veterans who are in urgent or immediate need of support, be it prayer or financial relief. And you help them with instances like paying the rent, helping with some groceries. Let's get into a little bit of detail. I think one of the reasons I put you up ahead in the queue here was you said there's an urgent matter right now of a Medal of Honor recipient who is a Vietnam veteran. Let's share his story and see how we can help him and get the word out.
Well, as we know, Save My Vet has continuous running campaigns for service members that are in need. But right now, we just got a call for a recipient of a Congressional Medal of Honor, Sergeant Gary Bikerich, retired. And he's struggling with cancer right now. And, you know, his family would like some prayers and support from, you know, everyone and anyone that can to help him and his family pass this struggle.
And, I have put the website SaveMyVet.com. It's up on both of my Facebook pages. It is also up on my Twitter feed. How can people reach you? Is there a way that should they just go directly to that website, Rick?
Well, it's really easy. You just go to the website, SaveMyVet.com, and actually it's self-loaded stories, so they can click on each story they want and read the story, and whatever they feel is compelling to them, they can do whatever they want as far as donate. At the bottom of the story is a donation button, and it'll actually go to that person. But it's pretty easy, and they can review it and read the stories, and they're compelling, and everyone on there is vetted. It's ensured that all the stories are true, and then they can judge for themselves what they would like to do to help these families in need.
Well, you raise a very good point. You know, one of the things I noticed about these organizations that help veterans, we see most of them on television and they are heavily advertised. And I can't help but ask myself, I wonder how much of the money that is donated to these organizations really does make their way to the veterans. And that was one of the first questions I asked you when we had our first conversation on the telephone, which I enjoyed tremendously, by the way. And you told me that you were different from the others. Why didn't you let our listeners know how and why they know when they send money to you that almost all of it is going to the veterans?
Well, the Save My Vet team, their goal is to get as much as possible of a donation from kind people to that person in need. So we don't have all this spending on media, and we do most by word of mouth or getting it on the internet or whatever way we can, but you know, to get it out there. So we don't have all those expenses. And to me, as you see the website, we have some spelling errors and stuff like that because we don't have to spend all this money on a lot of intensive IT work. We do really good at what we do, but we're trying to do low cost budget. That way the majority of the monies can get out there to the person in need. And we're shooting at 93 to or better percent of the money that comes to us to get out there.
So I want to just let our listeners know, if you're asking right now how you can help, this is how you can help. And I want to thank the people that have already shared this link, Robin from Tail Gunner, who's sharing this and getting the word, just having had back a procedure done on her back in the hospital today, by the way. That's how dedicated she is. Jeff Wow. Johnson, also the National Iron Workers Union Motorcycle Club, is getting the word out for this as well. So this is what we can do. Last week, I was on the air with my good friend Mark Kresslin, and we were talking about an immediate responder situation. And with regards to the Fort Lauderdale shooting, he felt that there wasn't something that people could do as immediate responders in that event. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter what the scenario is. There is always something you can do in any situation. If financially right now you are not able to contribute to this cause, then there are other ways you can help, some of which I just mentioned. Share this page, tell your friends, pray for some of these veterans. If that's the best you can do, get the information out there, and perhaps others that you tell can help financially and make this place, make this world a better place for those that have put so much sacrifice on and their lives on the line for us. And I think it's a tremendous organization, and I'm impressed by the fact that, you know, once again, this is word of mouth. I had somebody else, Shad Logan from Take 'Em Outdoors, another veterans cause. They come to us, folks. They are appealing to us. They don't have this high overhead to get the money to the veterans, no bureaucrats, no administrative fees that you see in the other ones. So I wholeheartedly support your efforts, and we will keep in touch with you and let us know. Why don't you spend a moment telling us about this Vietnam veteran?
Well, on the website, I have a link. He actually tells his entire story about how he received the Medal of Honor. So I think I'd be doing him a disservice if I didn't have you guys go to the web link and look at that itself, because it's very, very well done. But basically, he's a 5th Group Special Forces soldier, and in Vietnam, he got in a lot of trouble, but he helped out. He continued, and he was shot multiple times, and then his actions, which will be on the website, will tell you exactly how he got his Medal of Honor, which is very honorable.
There is, I believe, I put up the link as well. It is, his name is Sergeant Gary Bikrick, and they have a link to, I think, military.com. I put up a video for that as well. Rick, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and to thank you also for your service and for all you continue to do.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of veterans and service members out there who still need help, and just if we could just have one person every day, that's a huge difference than what they're getting. So that's why Save My Vet Team put this together.
And the sad truth of the matter is our government and the VA really does not do what they should do to support those that are injured and in need of assistance as a direct result of their joining in the military and going off to these wars and other endeavors around the world.
As you know, there's miles and miles of paperwork, and by the time people get to the end of the paperwork, it's too late. They need help immediately, and that's what Save My Vet's doing. We're going to help them immediately. We don't have time to go through a chain of command or, you know, all these different routes to make this happen. We try to do it immediate, fix this problem. And also these people that we help that are in need, it's continuous. It doesn't stop, you know, the minute we give them a check for the first time. It continues on. And as long as we receive donations and sponsorships and everything from the kind public, it's going to keep going to these guys. This doesn't end. This list will stay on there, and it'll be continually helped out throughout their endeavors, because their problems don't stop with one check. They have continuing problems for the rest of their life just for serving the country, and they deserve to be treated well and be taken care of, because they took care of us when we needed them.
Rick Erickson joining me today on the Veritas Radio Network, talking about a very wonderful organization called SaveMyVet.com. Rick, thank you very much for joining me today. We will be following up, and you are also a survival expert and medic in your own terms, and I plan on doing a show where we can feature some of your other talents as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you will be hearing more from Rick Erickson. Thank you for joining us. We're going to reset the table.